On a cold and crisp and clear Saturday afternoon, we say good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders and Concordia Bulldogs get set for a Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball doubleheader. The Dort College Defender women come in with a 10-16 overall mark, 5-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They take on a number 2 ranked Concordia Bulldog team that is 25-2 overall, 15-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Dort College Defenders looking to repeat what they did a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday afternoon when they beat the number 2 ranked Briarcliff Chargers here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Dort College Defenders need some upsets and they need some help to get into the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Bottom line, they need to get a win this afternoon against a very good Concordia ball club to take a step towards getting into that 8-team field. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of me here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Dort College Defenders and Concordia Bulldogs have retreated to the locker room for the final instructions from their respective coaches. Craig Steensma for the Defenders and Drew Olson for the Bulldogs. And here is what Coach Craig Steensma had to say before the contest, talking about his team trying to bounce back from a disappointing loss to Dakota Wesleyan this past Wednesday evening.
Right, you know, the young ladies have bounced back really well, and they focused in practice the last couple days, and we've had good practices. Kind of having played Concordia once, you know what you're going to be up against in terms of the run and jump, scrambling traps. And so we just have to play with confidence and balance and play smart, and, you know, just effort's going to be really important, and focus is going to be really important for us tonight.
They're a team that handled Briarcliff's pressure on Wednesday night and actually put up over 100 points. You're hoping that they used up a lot of their shots on Wednesday night and that you play a different type defense than Briarcliff does.
Right. You know, they handled Northwestern pretty well and on Monday night, and then they beat Briarcliff 102-96 on Wednesday. So, you know, they've been playing outstanding. They've been playing very, very well, and they're deep. But, you know, you do hope that maybe that the trip over here, you know, they don't have as much energy as what they sometimes do or normally do. And, you know, they're going to have to put up with us, and we're going to have a lot of energy today. So, you know, we're not going to make it easy for them, and they probably can sense that.
Your team a little shorthanded the last few weeks in that one of the players has been playing in your rotation regularly. She's still been in there a fair amount, but not full speed as Kayla Gasing. Her status going into today's basketball game?
Well, we just did some testing, and she's going to try it. You know, she's only played, the most she's played is 14 minutes over the last three games. So she's going to try it today and see what she can do. And we hope she can come in off the bench and kind of stabilize and be a steadying force for us and help us out.
Handling Concordia's pressure, matching up on their three-point shooters, any other keys for your team?
Well, those two things are going to be huge, and then also giving them one shot because they really crash the boards hard. And, you know, they go to the boards with reckless abandon. They have no respect for your fast break at all. They just send whoever they want in to try to get rebounds. And, you know, they kill teams with offensive rebounding. So along with handling the pressure and not allowing them to get going from the three-point line, we really need to make sure they get one shot.
The Bulldogs hold a game lead in the Great Plains Athletic Conference standings with three games remaining. The Seward, Nebraska-based school is 15-2 in the GPAC. They stand 25-2 overall. Losses for Drew Olson's team are to Morningside and Northwestern. Two losses they later made amends for with wins. Concordia has won 12 games in a row, dating back to the January 4 loss to Northwestern in Orange City. Concordia is averaging 78 points per game. They allow 60 points per outing. The Bulldogs are built on pressure defense, where they force 714 turnovers. They give it up just 400. They've given it up 456 times by comparison through 27 contests. Shooting percentages for Concordia and its opponents are similar, but because of the high turnover disparity, Bulldogs have more than made up for close shooting percentages with the high scoring average. Kristen Conahan averages 15.8 points per game. Amber Kistler is knocking down 14.5 points per outing on 45% shooting. Kistler makes 40.7% of her three-point shots and also gets 4.1 rebounds. Conahan, Kistler, and Bailey Morris have similar assist numbers with 68, 66, and 66, respectively. Nine players have appeared in at least 25 games for the Bulldogs and all average at least 4 points per game. The Defender women have lost three games in a row. They stand 10-16 overall, 5-13 in the conference. Dort's last win was an 81-57 defeat of Briar Cliff on January 28th. Dort College is averaging 62.9 points per game, and opponents are converting for 63.8 points per contest. The defenders make 41.4% of their field goals attempted, and opponents are making 39.9%. Dort holds a 36.3 to 34.5 rebounding edge, and they make 71.4% of the field goals that they attempt. Caravan Dyke averages 10.8 points per game, 6.3 rebounds. Brianna Sprock has a 10 points per game average to go with 5.7 rebounds. Van Dyke is converting 53% of the field goals she tries. Jamie Cook has worked her average to 8.2 points per game. Elise Marish is knocking down 7.2 points. Kayla Gasink is at 6.1 points per game. And Jessica Jelsma is at a 6.0 for an average. The defender women lost a 66-54 decision to Concordia in Seward on January the 7th. The defenders got 10 points from Brianna Spronk, and six other players had at least 6 points each. Concordia was led by Conahan with 16 points. Concordia's women won a wild game Wednesday, outscoring Briar Cliff and Sioux City by a 102-96 count. Trailed 58-51 at halftime, Amber Kistler was a perfect 8 of 8 on three-point tries on the way to 37 points with 8 rebounds and 4 assists. Bailey Morris came off of the bench to score 19. Kristen Conahan had 18 points. The Dort women got behind 19-2 early against Dakota Wesleyan, trailed by as many as 19 yet in the second half, fought back to tie the game at 50-50 late, but lost a 54-50 decision to the Tigers on Wednesday. Kayla Brookice led Dort College with 14 points. Jamie Cook and Jessica Jelsma had 9 points each. Here's your starting lineup, first of all, for the Concordia Bulldogs. They'll start number 14, a 5'10 freshman from Hardington, Nebraska, Tracy Peets. She's averaging 4.5 points per game. Number 20 is Lori Lamoda. She's a 5'11 sophomore from Parker, Colorado. She is averaging 7.1 points per game. Kristen Conahan's a 5'5 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska. She's averaging 15.8 points per game. Amber Kistler's a 5'9 senior from Minotaur, Nebraska, averaging 14.5 points per game. And Brittany Bertels, a 6-foot sophomore from Madison, Nebraska, averaging 5 points per game. For the Dort College defenders, they will start Kayla Brookice, a 5'5 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 5.6 points per game. Danelle Bones, a 5'8 sophomore from Sibley, averaging 5.9 points per game. Brianna Spronks, a 5'11 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 10 points per contest. Bailey Spencer's a 6-foot senior from Prairie Village, Kansas, averaging 2.3 points per game. Jamie Cook's a 6'1 sophomore from Randolph, Wisconsin, averaging 8.2 points per contest. There's your starting lineups. We're moments away from the opening tap. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Dort College controls the opening tap, and we are underway with basketball. The Dort College defenders bring it up with Danelle Bone. Bone passes high post. Cook. Cook left side. Spronk muscles her way to the hoop. Lays it up. No good, but she's fouled on the play. Brianna Spronk will go to the free throw line. She will shoot 2 free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Spronk is a 74% free throw shooter, so Bailey Spencer gets the starting nod this afternoon for the defenders in place of Caravan Dyke due to the last home game for the Dort College defenders on the 2011-2012 schedule. Bailey Spencer, the lone senior on the roster. Spronk drops them both through, and the Dort College defenders have a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score just underway. Concordia with the basketball. Conahan. Conahan goes to Peets. Peets with it. Down to the left side. Puts it up off of the glass. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Cook. Cook out. Left pass over to Spencer. Spencer needs it on the sideline. She gets to it. Passes right side. Bone. Bone. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound weak side. Taken away by Conahan. Here comes Concordia. And we've got a blocking foul called on Jamie Cook. Cook whistled for the personal foul. That'll be foul number one on her. Team foul number one on the Dort College defenders as well. Bringing the basketball up, the Concordia Bulldogs. Conahan goes left side to Kistler. Kistler had the hot hand in the win on Wednesday over Briar Cliff. Down to the baseline, nothing there. Conahan will dribble all the way through the lane. Reverses it right side, Bertel. Bertel's shot no good. Rebound taken away by Spencer. And a foul called by on Bertel. On the rebound, and the Dort College defenders. That's foul number two already on Brittany Purtell. And the Dort College defenders will bring it up. This is Brookice. Brookice in the backcourt. Spencer. Spencer over to Sprunk. Sprunk bounce pass right side to Bone. Bone with the basketball in the backcourt. 20 on the shot clock. York College brings it off to the right side, and we've got Brianna Sprunk stepping on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be York College basketball. Beg your pardon. It'll be Concordia basketball. And the North College defenders will match up now as Concordia goes to the bench. Checking in, Katie Rich for the Concordia Bulldogs. Checking out is Bertel. Pass comes right side, Loboda. Loboda goes into the corner, Kistler. Kistler back to Loboda. Loboda left elbow, gives it up, left wing to Conahan. Conahan right side, Peets. Peets to the free throw line. She comes back out front, Conahan. Conahan gives it up. Kistler, Kistler to Rich. Rich in traffic, takes it to the hoop, and she's called for traveling. So Katie Rich whistled for the travel. Looked like a hop, step, and a jump into the layup attempt. Sprunk will inbound the basketball in danger of a 5 second call. Finally gets it middle of the floor to Cook. Cook with the basketball, looking. Rich guarding her. Cook across half court to Bone. Bone on the right wing. Bone wants to set the offense. York College with the basketball goes left side over to Sprunk. Sprunk on the wing picks up her dribble. She gives it up to Cook. Cook down low, Spencer. Spencer off the bottom of the backboard, no good. Rebound taken away by Loboda. Loboda gives it up to Conahan. Conahan right side. Peets. Peets into the lane. Her shot no good, but a foul on the play called on the York College defenders. Bone picks up her first personal. And that is team foul number one, two on the Dort College defenders. Two free throws on the way for Tracy Peets. Peets with an opportunity to tie the game here at 2-2. 17:55 left to play first half. We're just a good start to this one. Peets, a 53% free throw shooter, misses the first one. If she runs true to form, she'll make the second one. We'll wait and see. Free throw on the way by Peets is up and good, and she splashes that one straight through. 2-1 our score, Dort College, down up one. Brookice with the basketball in the backcourt. Kayla will bring it up with the left hand. Brookice runs it off to Bone. Bone on the left wing. Bone picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Cook. Cook at the point. Cook looking for someone to pass to. Looking underneath and throws it through the lane and nobody home. And the Dort College defenders turn the basketball over. 2-1 our score, Dort College gives the basketball back. Here comes Concordia. Bulldogs will set the offense. They go left wing to Kistler. Kistler with the basketball. Kistler, a long three. Good. She's now made 9 3-pointers in a row in game action, at least 9 in a row. She was 8 for 8 the other night. She makes her first three, and the Dort College defenders trail 4-2. Bone with the basketball. She gives it up right side. Cook. Cook back over to Bone. Bone outside. Brookice. Brookice, two players in her face. She knocks it down. Kayla Brookice with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders regain the lead at 5-4. 5-4 our score. Right side with it, and a three-pointer is up and down for Conahan. Conahan with the two-point basket. So Conahan knocks it down, and the Dort College defenders trail 7-5 on the three-point basket. Sprunk back the other way. Comes left side. Cook. Cook answering. Three-pointer, yes. Jamie Cook with the three-point basket, and we have had 4 straight 3-pointers by the two teams combined. Katie Rich underneath puts it up. No good, but she's fouled on the play. And Katie Rich will go to the free throw line to shoot free throws. She is a free throw shooting machine. She comes off the bench. She leads her team in free throws attempted with 117 this year. So 2 free throws on the way for Rich. Rich, a 73% free throw shooter, makes that one. 86-4-1. 18 now. Trying to stretch out the lead for the Concordia Bulldogs. Try to get them back in front. We're tied up 8-8. So the second free throw on the way for Rich. Rich's free throw on the way. This one's up and down, so Rich makes it, and the defenders trail 9-8. 9-8 our score with the basketball in the backcourt is Jelsma. Jelsma drives in, nothing there. Comes back right side. Driving the lane is Brookice. Brookice, her layup is good. Brookice with 5. She was able to get down the lane, and the Dort College defenders Lead now 10-9. Ball's out front. Concordia with the basketball. This is Beth Komacher. She gives it back over to Morris. Left side three, no good by the Bulldogs, and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia to lead Ord College basketball. Elise Marish into the contest. Checking out of the contest is Jamie Cook. Also checking out is Bailey Spencer. She's out of the game. Caravan Dykes on the floor for the defenders. Ord College inbounding in danger of a 5 seconds call, and they finally get it in. That was Kayla Gasink throwing it in. Gasink will bring it up for the defender. She passes it over to Brookice. Brookice with it into the front court. Brookice picks up her dribble, tries to pass it through the lane. Bailey Morris taps it away. North College. Kayla Gasink inbounding. Right side of the lane. They get it in Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Marish. Marish with it at the top of the key. Puts it on the floor. Comes back over to Gelsman. Gelsman nothing there. Gasink. Gasink right side Marish. Marish gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath, and she has it taken away. Rich. Rich comes up with it. Rich hands it off to Jerrica Pearson. Pearson gives it right back to the point guard with the basketball. That's Conahan. Conahan running the show. Look for a ball screen. Instead, they pass into the corner. Conahan gets it back. Conahan with the basketball on the right wing. Conahan getting another screen. This time she feeds it off. With the basketball is Pearson. Pearson has it taken away. Coming up with it is Brookice. Brookice on a race to the other end. Her layup is good. Steal and lay in for Brookice, and the North College defenders lead 12-9. 12-9 our score. 15 minutes left to play in the first half. Conahan into the lane. Nothing there. She feeds it back outside to Komacher. Komacher gives it off to Rich. Rich, the runner, no good. Rebound taken away by Gelsman. Gelsman with it in the backcourt. Concordia retreating. Marish with it on the right side. Marish picks up her dribble. She comes back over to Gelsman. Gelsman into the lane, nothing there. Back over to Brookice. Brookice, Gelsman. Gelsman on the left elbow. Gelsman with it, and we've got a travel call on Brookice. So Brookice turns it over. And the North College defenders will send Danelle Bone into the contest. Checking out is Kayla Brookice. On the floor for the defenders now, Bone, Maris, Gelsma, Van Dyke, and Gasink. Concordia basketball. Kistler out front. Kistler goes right side. Rich. Rich with the basketball. Gives it up to Komacher. Ball tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. And Van Dyke. One more new player for Concordia. That's Brittany Benson. Benson playing a post. Inbounding Kistler. Kistler gets it in. They swing it out front to Bailey Morris. Morris guarded there by Gelsma. They set a ball screen. Ord College defends the pick and roll. And now Marish is called for the foul. Marish tried to jump out and jam the screen, or the ball handler, that is, off of the screen, defending the pick and roll. That's foul number one called on Ord College and Elise Marish. Marish whistled for foul number one. Pass goes right side. Concordia working it back over to Kistler. Kistler out front. Kistler at the free throw line. She's going to try it again. Muscles it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, and she's fouled in the backcourt by Amber Kistler. Kistler whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Concordia will set up the defense. That's foul number three called on Concordia this afternoon. Gasink to throw the ball in. She gets it in to Gelsma. Gelsma with the basketball. Gelsma in the backcourt. She comes back over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone looking for someone, and she's called for double dribble. Turnover gives the basketball back to Concordia. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. Three-point basket by Concordia off the inbounds play. Komacher knocked it down, and the Bulldogs tied up at 12-12. 12-12 our score. Ord College turns it over. Kistler comes up with it. Kistler into the front court. She's got it on the left wing. Kistler looking right side, gives it to Morris. Morris into the lane. Her fadeaway shot no good. Drew contact. No call made. Here comes Ord College back the other way. Into the front court with it is Bone. Bone to Gasing. Gasing deep right side. She goes underneath Marish. Marish inside move. Shot no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Concordia. And the Bulldogs come away with it in Loboda. Long pass into the front court. Comacher. Comacher three. No good. Rebound fought for. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. I believe it'll be Concordia basketball. So Concordia will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Taking a look at the numbers for Comacher. One of those players that didn't play on Wednesday night. She got into the action, though, here in the first half in this one. Kistler goes right side, Conahan. Conahan gets the return pass. It goes over to Peets. Peets with the basketball, threw it away. The Concordia Bulldogs turn it over on the other end. It goes into the student section on the far sideline. And if you're going to sit in the front row, you better be have your head on a swivel. York College trying to pass it into the front court. It's tapped away, and Tracy Peets comes up with it. Peets with the basketball. She goes over to Conahan. Conahan will run the point again for the Bulldogs as we approach the midpoint of the first half. Concordia with the basketball. On the right side is Peets. Peets swing it left side over to Kistler. Kistler with the basketball. Kistler will put it on the floor hard. Drives in, right-handed layup, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by the Bulldogs, and off of the glass with a putback is Pearson. Jerrica Pearson with the rebound and the putback. Concordia leads 14-12. 14-12, Concordia in front by a deuce. Jelsma setting the offense for the Bulldogs, or pardon me, for the defenders against the Bulldogs. Right side, Brookice. Brookice goes underneath. Spronk. Spronk, double team. Ball's kicked around and knocks off of a couple of players, and it's finally off of Brianna Spronk out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Concordia basketball, they go left side. This is Kistler. Kistler to Conahan. Conahan, round the horn they go, Peets. Peets gives it up to Kistler. Kistler will put it on the floor hard, drives in, nothing there, and she's going to be fouled on the play by the defenders. Foul's going to go on the Dort College defenders, and that will be on Brianna Spronk, her first. Concordia inbounds the basketball. Goes down low. They give it right side to Kistler. Kistler again reverses, and she turns it over. Looks like she's forcing it a bit here this afternoon. Dort College forced into a jump ball situation with the Bulldogs. And Kristen Conahan, Dort College, will maintain possession of the basketball. Inbounding the basketball will be Brianna Spronk for the defenders. Spronk looking. Gets it over the top to Jamie Cook. Cook with the basketball, and Cook will set the offense. Cook gives it up to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline, and she's fouled on the play. 14-12, our score, Dort College. Trailing by two, 10:54 left to play in the first half. Brookice gets the ball inbounded. She's down on the baseline, picks up her dribble, goes underneath Spronk. Spronk turnaround, no good, but a foul on the play called on Peets. Foul number one on Peets. And the Dort College defenders will shoot free throws. Brianna Spronk to shoot a pair. Brianna Spronk, 2 for 2 this afternoon. Make it 3 for 3 from the free throw line. She's got another one coming. A second free throw on the way for Spronk is good, and she's 4 for 4. We're tied up at 14-14. Concordia basketball, Conahan. Conahan driving left side. Brookice cuts her off. Gets the return pass out front. Now Conahan from the left wing. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by the Bulldogs and Loboda. Loboda gives it up. Peets. Peets. Left wing, Conahan. Conahan with the basketball. Conahan to Loboda. Loboda with the ball. Loboda. Three-pointer on the way by Conahan. No good. And the Dort College defenders let it go out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College to throw it in, tied up 14-14. This is our second tie of the basketball game. Goes over to Cook. Cook nearly travels with it. Has her dribble alive. She's in the backcourt. Cook gives it up to Bone. Bone draws the double team, comes back over to Cook. Cook on the right sideline, picks up her dribble. Back over to Bone. Bone, high post, Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it on the floor, drives hard with the left hand. Layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia and Lori Loboda. Loboda with the basketball. Loboda feeds it. Left wing, Kistler. Kistler, back right side. Loboda, three-pointer is good. Loboda with the three-point basket, and the defenders trail by three, 17-14. We're past the midpoint now of the first half. Back the other way, driving in is Brianna Spronk. Spronk on the drive. She's got 6 points. Dort College back to within one at 17-16. Conahan, right side Loboda. Loboda out front, gets it to Peets. Peets with the basketball to Conahan. Conahan on the left wing. Conahan gives it inside Loboda. Loboda, right wing. Concordia working it on the perimeter. Comes back to Conahan. She'll put up another three. She misses another three. Dort College with the basketball. Coming back the other way. The defenders. Right side is Brookice. Brookice looks down low, and it's taken away. Concordia coming back the other way. Kistler driving in. Wraps it around. Shot on the way for Pearson. Pearson, two-point basket is good. She's got four, and the Concordia lead is back to three at 19-16. 8:40 left to play first half. Concordia basketball. With it is Van Dyke. Van Dyke goes left wing, Brookice. Brookice, down low it goes. Spronk, Spronk, kick out Van Dyke. Van Dyke, baseline jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Conahan. Conahan into the front court for the Bulldogs. Conahan picks up her dribble. She goes left side over to Peets. Peets to Conahan. Beg your pardon, that's Kistler. Kistler now Conahan. Ball tipped by Brookice. Brookice with a steal, heading the other way. The sophomore from Edgerton puts it up. Missed it, no good. Fight for the basketball and a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. Coach Craig Steensma wants a timeout. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. 7:55 and counting. Concordia basketball after the timeout. They dump it down low for Rich. Rich working against Cook. Puts it on the floor, and it's poked away by Cook. Out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia gets the ball back. 7:47 left to play in the first half. Throwing the ball in, the Concordia Bulldogs. They get it in over the top to Bailey Morris. Morris will drive in with a left hand. Kick out pass. Baseline jumper too strong, no good. Rebound tapped and finally controlled by Kayla Gasink. Gasink for the basketball. Outlet pass over to Bone. Here comes Dort College. Bone with the basketball. Bone comes left side. Gives it up to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball in the corner. She comes back over to Cook. Cook lobs it down low, and the ball is tapped away, but a foul on the play called against Concordia. Ball's going to go on Concordia's Kelsey Heiser. Heiser whistled for foul number one. Team foul number six on the Bulldogs. Both teams nearing bonus time. Concordia defending. They get the ball inbounded to Bone. Bone in traffic. Her layup is good. Bone got the two-point basket off the inbounds pass. She took it up strong in traffic. And the Dort College defenders trail by a point at 19-18. Pass goes down low to Bertel. Bertel against Spencer. Throws it over to, and it's taken away by Gasink. Kayla Gasink with the steal. Here comes Dort College down one. 7 minutes remaining in the half. Goes high post to Cook. Cook, spin move, nothing there. Outside to Spencer. She steps into a jumper, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Concordia. Concordia basketball. Morris. Morris driving, left hand, no good. Short-armed it. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming into the front court, the Dort College defenders across half court. With the basketball is Bone. Bone on the right wing. Bone comes back over to Sprunk. Sprunk underneath Cook. Cook with it at the free throw line. Spins. Tries to cross over. Nothing there. Back over to Sprunk. Sprunk double team. Back over to Cook. She'll put up a three under pressure. Good. Janie Cook with a three-point basket. She's got six, and the Dort College defenders lead 21-19. 6:10 remaining. First half. Dort College by two. Concordia basketball. Out front is Kometscher. Kometscher gets the ball back, puts it up. Three-pointer off the backboard, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Bone. Bone comes right side over to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook has it tapped away. Maintains possession of it at midcourt now. Goes to Spencer. Spencer gives it up to Bone. Bone to Gasing. Gasing, Spencer. Spencer right wing. Spencer comes back left side over to Bone. Bone into the traffic, puts it up. Tied up on the play, gets blocked out of bounds. It'll be Concordia, it'll be Dort College basketball. 5:38 left to play. 5:38 left to go in the first half. Dort College inbounding. Bone goes to Cook. Cook to Jelsma. Jelsma trying to post up in the lane. Her 10-footer is good. Jessica Jelsma with a two-point basket. Dort College has their biggest lead of the ballgame at 23-19. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia goes right side. This is Heiser. Heiser on the right wing. Heiser pass underneath, tipped and controlled by Spencer. Spencer with the basketball. Spencer to Bone. Bone with it. 5:08 remaining in the first half. Bone passes left side. Spencer. Spencer to Cook. Cook on the elbow, drops it up for Jelsma. Kick out pass, Sprunk. Into the three, no good. Rebound long, taken back by Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball. Sprunk with it, driving in, lost it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. 4:50 remaining. First half, Dort College trails 23-19. Beg your pardon, Dort College leads 23-19. Concordia has the basketball trailing. Dort College has scored 5 points in a row. Mark that, they've scored 7 points in a row, and that ends here with a layup by Kistler. Kistler breaks back door from the right wing down to the block. She gets open for an easy two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 23-21. Bone with the basketball. She passes left side, Marish. Marish underneath Cook. Cook puts it up with the left hand. Good. Jamie Cook with 8 points. Dort College leads 25-21. Concordia back the other way. 4:10 remaining first half. Right side Conahan. Conahan looking down low, and we've got a pushing foul called on Concordia. And Katie Herther. Herther, a forearm shiver trying to fight for position underneath. Nothing fancy about that play as she just came through with a forearm and knocked into the back of Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke went down. And the foul got called. Dort College with the basketball. Jelsma to Marish. Marish left side. Jelsma. Jelsma trying to get it back outside, and Jelsma's called for traveling. Concordia basketball. Pearson will bring it in for the Bulldogs. Concordia with it on the right side is Rich. Rich to Herther. Herther sets a screen now. Conahan. Conahan on the left wing. Conahan to Pearson. 10 to shoot. They'll launch a three off the rim. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Off and running is Bone. Bone goes right side over to Brookice. Brookice puts it up, blocked by Pearson. Here comes Concordia. Concordia over the basketball. Pass underneath Kistler. Kistler layup. Good. Kistler with 7 points, coming on the heels of her 35-plus performance against Briarcliff on Wednesday night. Dort College by a deuce, 25-23. Out front is Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up, Brookhice. Brookhice with the basketball, has it swiped away by Rich. Rich with a steal. Here comes Rich, driving back the other way, lays it up, no good, but a foul on the play called on Kayla Brookhice. Brookhice whistled for the personal foul. That's team foul number one. Team foul number six on the defenders. Foul number one on Brookhice. Two free throws on the way for Katie Rich, who is two for two from the charity stripe this afternoon. Free throw is up. Free throw no good by Rich. Another free throw coming. Katie Rich to the free throw line. Free throw is no good. She misses them both. That's rare. She's a 73% free throw shooter, and the Dort College defenders cling to a two-point lead, 2:45 left to go in the half. Jelsma with it on the left side. She's going to drive in. Hesitates, kicks Bone. Bone, three, good. Three-point basket, Danelle Bone. She's got five, and the defenders lead 28-23. Concordia basketball. Driving with the right hand. They kick it right side over to Kistler, and Kistler travels with it. Put the ball on the floor, did Kistler, but before she was able to do that, she travels with the basketball. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball to midcourt. No, into the backcourt is Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. She'll bring it up against token pressure. She passes right side over to Jelsma. Jelsma across half court. Jelsma with the basketball. 2:15 left to play. Van Dyke at the free throw line. Back over to Jelsma. Dort College down five. Jelsma gives it off to Bone. Bone, Van Dyke. Van Dyke into the lane. Nothing there. Brookice. Brookice into the lane. Splits the defense. Gives it off Sprott. Four to shoot. Three now. Now Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Muscles it up. Shot no good. And the fight for the rebound taken away by the Bulldogs. Concordia coming back the other way. Kistler. Kistler at the top of the key. Kistler to Conahan. Conahan with it. Conahan to Kistler. Kistler will drive right hand. Forces it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Brianna Spronk driving hard the right on the right side. Dort College by 5, 28-23. Comes back over to Spronk. Spronk Van Dyke. Van Dyke jumper no good, but she's fouled on the play by Pearson. Pearson picks up the personal foul. Two free throws on the way for Van Dyke. Van Dyke has not scored yet this afternoon. She'll go for her first points here today. Free throw is up, no good. A second free throw on the way. So Van Dyke, another free throw opportunity, her team leading by five. Van Dyke, a 87% free throw shooter. This one's up and good. Van Dyke, her first points of the day, her first point of the day. Dort College leads 29-23, 119 and counting. Right side pass, Conahan. Conahan with the basketball. Conahan looking down low for Rich. She'll pull up. Now drops it inside for Rich. Rich against. Well, Rich against Cook. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Comes back over to Bone. Bone across half court. Bone spinning. And we've got a foul called on Conahan. Conahan whistled for the personal. Her first. Team foul number nine. And Danelle Bone will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Beg your pardon, this will be a 1-1. First one is up and good. Second one. Dort College leads by 7 and 8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Bone makes both free throws. She's got 7 points. Dort College leads 31-23. Right side pass down to the baseline, Katie Rich. Rich comes back out front, Conahan. Conahan with the basketball. Three-pointer no good. Rebound cleared out by Sprunk. 35 seconds and counting, first half. Dort College with an opportunity to push the lead up to double digits. Jamie Cook with it at the elbow. Nothing there. Comes back outside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline, and it's dribbled out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Spronk. Spronk triggers into the corner. 5 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Van Dyke layup with the left hand is good. I beg your pardon. Cook with the lay-in. Jamie Cook makes it a 10-point Dort College lead, 33-23. On the left side is Loboda. Loboda on the wing. Loboda picks up her dribble. She comes back over to Conahan. Two to shoot. Conahan in traffic, and she's fouled on the play. Ball's going to go on the North College defenders. And number five, Kayla Brookice. That's number two on her. First free throw is up and good for Conahan. Conahan with 4 points. Makes it a single-digit ball game again. 33-24, North College by nine. Second free throw. 0.6 seconds left to go on the clock, by the way. 33-25 as Conahan makes them both, and the first half comes to an end. North College leads 33-25. You're listening to North College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. We're at halftime. North College leads Concordia 33-25. Women's basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, paint and glass installation and frame repair. 722-2313. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Dort College took the lead for good in the first half at 21-19. After trailing 16-19, they scored at 1 point. 7 points in a row to go from down three to up four at 23-19. Dort College then scored, went on another scoring spree. They were up 25-23. They scored 8 in a row to get up 33-23. Two free throws late, though, by Kristen Conahan. Cut the lead from 10 to 8 with under a second left to go in the first half to make it 33-25. Dort College led unofficially by Jamie Cook's 10 points, while the Concordia Bulldogs topped by Amber Kistler with 7. Back with a look at the numbers right after this. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor, and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. First half numbers, Concordia, 8 of 26 from the floor for 30.8%. 4 for 12 on threes, 33.3%. 5 for 8 on free throws, 62.5%. Dort College, 11 of 21 from the floor, 52.4%. 4 for 6 on threes, 66.7%. 7 of 8 on free throws for 87.5%. Dort College has out-rebounded Concordia 17-12 in the first half. Dort College with 12 turnovers, Concordia with 9. Concordia with 5 steals, Dort College with 5 steals. Jamie Cook is 4 for 4 from the floor, 2 for 2 on 3-pointers. She's got 10 points. 7 points each for Kayla Brookice and Danelle Bone, 6 for Brianna Spronk, 2 for Jessica Jelsma, 1 for Kara Van Dyke for their total of 33 points. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 7 points for Amber Kistler, 5 points for Kristen Conahan, 3 for Lori Loboda, 1 for Tracy Peets, 3 for Beth Kometcher, 2 for Katie Rich, and 4 for Jerrica Pearson for their total of 25 points. North College led in rebounds by Brianna Spronk with 4, 3 each for Danelle Bone and Kara Van Dyke. 2 for Bailey Spencer. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 4 for Lori Loboda, 3 for Kristen Conahan, 2 for Amber Kistler, for Concordia's total of 12. 3 assists each for Conahan and Kistler, 3 steals for three assists for Brianna Spronk for the defenders, 3 steals for Kayla Brookice. 2 steals for Concordia's Katie Rich in 12 minutes of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coming up in the next week on KDCR, relatively light week as Dort College has the bye date on this week's conference schedule for the midweek games. So nothing on the schedule for the Dort College men's and women's basketball teams till next Saturday when they travel to Crete, Nebraska to take on the Doane College Tigers. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men, 1 week from today as the Dort College basketball teams conclude the regular season. And then from there, it's potential playoff games for both teams. For the Dort College women, they need a couple of wins and they need some help along the way. For the Dort College men, they'll be hosting at least one contest in the GPAC postseason play. Likely two, but beyond that, looks like Dort College will finish in the top four in the conference. They have a game and a half lead. And keep in mind, after today, for the men, they have just one game remaining. So a game and a half lead with two games remaining heading into play today. 33-25, Dort College leads Concordia at halftime of this women's GPAC basketball game. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll be back with a look at what's happening around the conference right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Scores from some of the conference games going on today. Four conference games today, another one tomorrow. At halftime, Dort College leads Concordia 33-25. Doane and Northwestern are deadlocked at 31 apiece. Briar Cliff leads Morningside at halftime 45-42 in women's play. No report on Hastings and Mount Marty, and Nebraska Wesleyan and Dakota Wesleyan are scheduled to play tomorrow. One other non-conference contest taking place this weekend, that's Midland at Dakota State in women's and men's basketball. Heading into play today, women's basketball standings, Concordia is the leader at 15-2, Morningside is second at 14-3, Northwestern third, 13-4. Then you've got separation, Briarcliff is 11-6, Hastings is 10-7, Mount Marty's 9-8, Doane is 8-9, Dakota Wesleyan 6-11, they lead Dort College by a game. In the win column, two games in the loss column. Dort College, as I said, needs a couple of wins because Dakota Wesleyan owns the tiebreaker on the Dort College defenders. Midland and Nebraska Wesleyan both 2-16 heading into play this weekend. Those are the women's basketball standings. Let's take one more break and we'll be back with second half play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College basketball in the backcourt. Brookice picks it up, gets it away left side over to Spronk in the front court. They go underneath Cook, the double teamer, and Kistler swipes it away. Kistler comes up with a steal. Here come the Dort College defenders. With it on the left side is Conahan. Conahan gets the return pass. Now passes off to Rich. Rich will drive the lane, lays it up with the right hand. Good. Katie Rich with a two-point basket. She's got four, and the Dort College defenders lead 33-27. Concordia trying to crank up the pressure here. They'll pass it off to Bone, Dort College on offense. Bone with it in the backcourt. Double team, gets it away to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Comes back over to Spronk. Spronk double team. They won't bring the double team very hard on her, though, and they pass it to Bone. Bone left side, Spencer. Spencer with the basketball, Cook. Cook with it inside Bone. Bone jump, or pardon me, Spronk jumper off the lane, off the window. Too strong, no good. Here comes Dort College. Conahan. Conahan goes left side. Rich. Rich with the basketball. She gives it underneath. Kick out pass back to Rich. Rich floater in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Cook passes over to Bone. Bone will bring it up. Bone across half court. She passes left side. Spencer, Spencer, swing pass over the top, Spronk, Spronk to Cook, Cook unable to finish inside, Bailey, Spencer comes down with a rebound and then gets knocked to the floor, it's called for a travel violation. 18-25 and counting in this ballgame, Dort College trailing, leading 33-27 Concordia. Scoring the first points of the second half. Right side, Kistler. Kistler, another three. This one's off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Quickly up the floor with it. Left side, Bone. Bone through the lane, pass over to Spencer. She'll put up a jumper, no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got an over-the-back foul called on Brianna Spronk. Spronk whistled for her second personal. And the Concordia Bulldogs will bring the basketball up. Kristen Conahan with it. Comes back over to Rich. Rich driving right side. Kicks into the corner. Three is off the mark. No good. And the rebound controlled by Brookice. And we have a reach-in foul called on Katie Rich. Rich whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on Rich. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. Cook with two inbound. Cook gets it in to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk to Bone. Bone with it in the backcourt. Bone passes it off to Cook, and it's behind Cook, and she can't get back to it in time. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It's Concordia basketball. So Concordia will have it back. Pass goes left side over to Conahan. Conahan puts it on the floor against Brookice. Left side, Kistler. Kistler on the wing. Comes back. Top of the key. Three-pointer is good for Kristen Conahan. Concordia scored the first 5 points of the second half. York College's lead is 33-30. Concordia has scored 7 points in a row. Caravan Dyke's going to check into the ballgame for York College. Bone in the backcourt. She gets it away. Cook to Brookice. Brookice left side, Spencer. Spencer muscles it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Concordia and Tracy Peets. Jessica Jelsma will go to the free throw line, will check into the ballgame. Bailey Spencer will shoot free throws. First free throw by Spencer is up and good. So Bailey Spencer with a made free throw. Her first points of the day. North College stops the run of Concordia points that span the first half into the second half. They stop it at 7-0. North College back in front by 4 now, 34-30. Free throw up. Free throw is down. Bailey Spencer makes both free throws. And the North College lead is 5 at 35-30. Concordia with the basketball. Bringing it up is Conahan. Conahan looking back door. Finds Kistler. Kistler cut off. Comes back to Rich. Rich to Conahan. Conahan on the right wing. Comes back over to Rich. Rich to Conahan. Conahan will test the waters again. Conahan gets a screen from Rich. Rich driving in. Kick out right side. Labota. Three. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. And Brookice. She gets it ahead to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma on the right wing. Well beyond the three-point line. Underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke turned around in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Labota. Labota with a block shot and the rebound. Here come the Bulldogs. Conahan left side, gets the return pass. She launches a three, good. Conahan with six. Dort College trails, leads 35-33. So Dort College by two yet, but Concordia putting together a run here. Cook passes over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma will drive in, layup no good, but a foul on the play called on Concordia. Foul called on Lori Labota. Labota whistled for her first personal. And that is team foul number three on the Bulldogs here in this half. Jelsma with a pair of free throws, trying to stretch it back to a four-point lead. She makes it three. Jelsma with 3 points. She's got another one coming here. Trying to make it a four-point ball game. 36-33. We're about 4 minutes into the second half. 16:01 remaining ball game. Free throw is up. Free throw is no good. 36-33, Dort College by three. Concordia basketball. Bailey Morris playing point, working against Jelsma. Ball's kicked out. Comes right side. Back over to the three is up and good. Benson with the three-pointer. And the defenders now tied up 36-36. Driving in, left-handed layup, count the hoop, and she's fouled. The steal, and Conahan will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. The Dort College defenders won a timeout the way it looks. Dort College trailing 38-36. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. Dort College trails 38-36, 15-31 left to go in the ballgame. We're back with more in a moment. Kristen Conahan trying to make the 2+1, and she does. Conahan with 9 second-half points, 14 for the ballgame. And the defenders trail 39-36. The pressure starting to wear on the defenders. Let's see if they can break it. They do. They get it over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke across half court. Van Dyke comes back over to Brookice. Brookice Marish. Marish faces up, puts it up in traffic. Shot won't go, but she's fouled. And Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to try and complete. Well, she'll try to get two at the free throw line after she was fouled in the act of shooting. 15-14 remaining. That foul charge to Concordia's Jerrica Pearson. Pearson picks up her third in the process. Second free throw by Marish is up and good. So Elise Marish with a pair of free throws. And the Dort College defenders trail 39-38. Concordia driving back the other way. Kick out pass to Conahan. Conahan with it in the corner. Gives it up. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball. We've got players on the floor. Coming up with it is Jelsma. She doesn't have the numbers. She's going to press the issue into the front court anyhow, and she misses the lay-in. Here comes Concordia back the other way. They're pressing the issue. Pearson. Pearson to Conahan. Conahan on the left wing. Conahan goes right side to Kometcher. Kometcher gives it up Pearson. Pearson left side to Morris. Morris step back two is good. Long two-point shot by Bailey Morris. She's got 17, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the Bulldogs. Dort College trails 41-38. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in will be Marish. Marish to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Comes back over to Marish. Marish's pass is tipped. Taken by Pearson, I beg your pardon, by Morris. Morris shot no good. Now a fight for the basketball. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia to throw the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Kometcher. Kometcher looking. She passes it in, gets it to Benson. Benson driving in, and she has it swiped away out of bounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Gasing throws the ball in, gets the return pass now, and Kayla will bring it up. And Gasing is fouled in the backcourt by Kometcher. Kometcher whistled for the personal foul. 14-11 left to play in regulation. Dort College trailing 41-38. Concordia's outscored Dort College 16-5 here in the second half. Building a three-point lead, they've led by as many as four here in the second half. Pass comes right side Marish. Marish puts it up. Can't get it to go, but a blocking foul called on Kometcher. That's her second. Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Three new players checking in for the defenders. Marish free throw is no good. She's got another one coming. So Marish with a second free throw on the way. Trying to make it a two-point ball game with a made free throw. Rich is in. Kistler is in. Benson is out for Concordia. Might be easier to tell you who is still in the ball game for the Bulldogs. You've got Kistler, Rich, Loboda, Morris, and Kometcher. And as I say that, Pete will check into the ball game for the Bulldogs. For Dort College, Maris shooting the free throw, and she makes it. Well, coaches will do that. Just keep them staggered long enough and you almost get a free timeout for rest. Concordia leads it 41-39. Into the front court with the basketball. Right side is Peets. Peets with the basketball. She goes left side to Loboda. Loboda gives it up to Morris. Morris out front. Morris with the basketball. Back over to Rich, and Rich is fouled on the play by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for the personal, her first. Beg your pardon, her second. team, foul number three on the Bulldogs. I beg your pardon, on the defenders. Bulldogs have already committed seven, so Dort College will be in the bonus from here on out. Left side pass, Peets. Peets with the basketball. She goes underneath Rich. Rich forces it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Van Dyke. So Kara Van Dyke whistled for the personal, her third. And Katie Rich will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She's 2 for 4 from the charity stripe today. This basketball game grinding to a slow crawl. And we're going to have a lot of free throw shot between these two teams before it's all said and done. Rich, second free throw is good. She's 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Concordia leads by 4, 43-39, matching their biggest lead of the second half. In the backcourt is Cook. Cook with the basketball. She comes right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it. Picks up her dribble. Tries to lob it over the top. It's taken back by the Bulldogs. Bailey Morris across half court. Morris will drive in. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Bailey Morris with 4 points. Dort College trails 45-39. Back the other way quickly is Spronk. Spronk lost it. Jelsma picks it up in traffic. Her shot off of the glass is good. Jessica Jelsma with the two-point basket. She's got 5. And the defenders trail 45-41. So Concordia opened up a 6-point lead moments ago. Now it's back to 4, and Concordia throws it away. Bailey Morris threw it away on the far sideline. 12:47 left to play in this basketball game. Dort College trails by 4. Inbounding the basketball is Cook. Cook gets it to Spronk. Spronk a foot race the other way. Kistler trying to keep up with her in the last instant. Kistler reaches in. Kistler is whistled for a personal foul. Her second free throws for Brianna Spronk. Spronk with 6 points. Trying to make it 8 here with a pair of free throws. First free throw is up and through. Can cut it to a 2-point ball game again with a made free throw. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College, 12:43 remaining, ball game, 45-42, Concordia by 3, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trails Concordia 45-42. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Brianna Spronk with 8 points. She makes the second free throw. Dort College trails 45-43. They're looking for another defensive stop here. Rich drives the lane. Snapped out of bounds. Last touch by Kistler. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College forces a turnover. Now they'll come back the other way. Dort College ball, Jelsma. Jelsma at the elbow. She comes right side over to Spronk. Spronk has it poked away. Now tries to feed it off, and it's taken away by Labota. Labota with a steal. She gives it right side over to Peets. Peets with the basketball. Left side Morris into the corner. Three-pointer is up and good. Three-point basket by Kistler. Kistler with 10 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 48-43. Concordia on defense in the backcourt. And the Concordia Bulldogs forcing Dort College to the sideline. Jelsma tries to pass around the trap. And it's tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. With it on the right side. They get it to Cook. Cook down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke muscles it up. Shot no good. Labota bothered the shot. Rebound Labota. She passes it off to Morris. Morris into the front court. Morris with it on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Morris passes right side to Katie Rich. Rich with the basketball to Peets. Peets with it. She gives it up to Kistler. Kistler lob pass goes down low. Labota reverses Kistler. Kistler into the lane. Gets around a defensive player. Hands it off. Shot no good. Now the rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. 11:19 left to play in this ball game. On the left side, Concordia has it. They drive in with Morris, and Morris steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball on the turnover. So Dort College inbounding. They throw it in. Comes back over to Cook. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke has it taken away. Lobota with a steal. Lobota with a lay-in. Count the hoop, and she's fouled. So Lobota with the basket. Now a free throw coming. The Concordia Bulldogs leading 50-43 in an opportunity to extend the lead. So a free throw coming here for Concordia and Lori Lobota. Lobota's free throw is up and good. So Lobota makes the free throw. She's got six. And Concordia matches their biggest lead of the ball game at 8, 51-43. Concordia by 8, threatening to stretch it out here as we approach the midpoint of the second half. With a basketball at midcourt, driving left hand, picking up the dribble is Bone. Bone to Spencer. Spencer reverses Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink goes to Cook. Cook with it. Cook, spin move, double team. Gasink reverses left side Bone. Bone has it blocked, gets her own rebound back, puts it up from the baseline, no good. Rebound controlled by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Bulldogs off and running. Bulldogs bring it up, left side Conahan. Conahan on the wing. Conahan comes back up front with the basketball. This is Dawn Martin. Bulldogs have it, left side, three on the way, no good. Rebound fought for, tipped and controlled by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Kayla into the front court. She passes, and it's thrown behind. Kayla Brookice picked up by Kayla Gasink. Back over to Brookice. Brookice, three, good. Kayla Brookice with the three-point basket. Dort College is back to within five at 51-46. Comes back out front. Three on the way. Top of the key. Answering, no. Rebound taken away by the defenders. That was missed by Beth Komacher. And here come the Dort College defenders. Dort College trailing 51-46, trying to cut into the lead. We're past the midpoint of the second half. 9:35 and counting, ball game. Concordia equaling their first half output in the first 10 minutes of the second half. Down to the baseline, and it's tapped away out of bounds. So the Dort College defenders trailing 51-46. 9:26 and counting. Ball comes into Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice passes it over to Cook. Cook has it tipped. Gets it back. Gets it back into the corner. Three-pointer by Brookice is good, just in front of the shot clock. Brookice with the three-point basket. She's got 13. And the defenders are back to within three at 51-48. With the basketball out front is Conahan. Conahan goes left side to Komacher. Komacher into the corner. With it is Pearson. Pearson brings it back up to the wing. Concordia with the basketball. 8:50 and counting. Dort College up by two. Down by two, I should say, in a turnover. Concordia. It's called for a travel violation. Concordia has not used a timeout this afternoon. Dort College has used three. They've got three remaining. Into the front court with the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma on the left side. She'll drive. Nothing there, and she's going to be called for traveling. 51-49 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Concordia up by two with the basketball. On the right side, they get it to Benson. Benson into the corner, comes back around the horn. Dort College on defense. They give it up to Jerrica Pearson. Pearson back to Benson. Benson drops it underneath, and we've got traveling called on the Bulldogs and Kistler. 8:15 left to go in the game. Dort College down by two, scrapping to stay in it. Concordia's led by as many as eight here in the second half. Dort College right now on a 6-0 run. Into the front court with it is Spronk. Spronk picks up her dribble. Back over to Cook. Cook, floater, no good. Rebound, Bailey Spencer. No, it's down on the floor. Picked up by Jelsma. Jelsma's shot, no good. And we've got a jump ball called before Jelsma got it. Alternating possession, it will be Dort College basketball. Inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hook. The hoop is Spronk. Spronk gets it in to Cook. Cook with the basketball down to the baseline. Double team, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Blocked by Lobota. Here comes Concordia. Concordia with, on the offensive end. Conahan. Conahan right side. Kistler. Kistler three. No good. Rebound Lobota. Lobota puts it up in traffic. Short armed it. No good. Rebound tapped. Spronk has it. And now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. So Concordia will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in, they get it into Conahan. Fresh 30 to work with for Concordia on the shot clock. This is Conahan. Conahan into the corner, Lobota. She missed it. Rebound taken away by Spencer. Spencer gives it up. Bringing the basketball up for the Dort College defenders will be Jelsma. Jelsma with it on the wing. Jelsma passes it back out front to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook into the lane. Nothing there. Back over to Spencer. Spencer, three. Got it. Bailey Spencer with the three. Dort College retakes the lead. 52-51. Dort College on a 9-0 run. Concordia over the basketball. Out front is Conahan. Conahan picks it up. She passes right side back over to Kistler. Kistler driving, nothing there. Goes underneath, and Spencer's going to be called for a foul. Defending Lobota. Got both hands in the middle of the back, the way it looks, and Bailey Spencer's whistled for her second personal foul. Team foul number six on the defenders in this half. 6:52 left to play in the contest. Concordia will throw the basketball in. Kistler gets it over the top of Lobota. Poked away by Brookeis. Saves it in. It's loose. Spencer had her hands on it. Now picked up by Lobota. Lobota with the basketball. Lobota comes away with a loose ball. Back over to Morris. Morris right side to Conahan. Conahan with the basketball. She gives it up out front. Kistler. Kistler. Conahan. Three off the mark. No good. Rebound Lobota. Her shot no good off of the glass. Rebound tapped. Controlled by Cook. Here comes Dort College. Cook hands it off to Jelsma. Jelsma into the front court. Jelsma down to the baseline. Puts it up, and she's going to be called for an offensive foul. Dort College up by one. Concordia gets the basketball back on the offensive foul called on Jessica Jelsma. Bailey Morris takes it across half court. Goes right side over to Kistler. Kistler on the right wing. Kistler gives it back over to Morris. Morris out front. Left side, Conahan. Conahan with the basketball. Conahan right side, Morris. Morris will put up the three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Rich. Rich down to the baseline. Puts it up in traffic. Count the hoop, and she's fouled. Katie Rich with 8 points. She's got the opportunity at an old-fashioned three-point play. And Concordia retakes the lead on that play. 53-52. They're shooting a free throw. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Rich. Rich is now 5-for-7 from the free throw line. Into the front court is Jelsma. Dort College down two. Jelsma, two players around her, gets it to Spencer, reverses out front. Cook. Cook steps into a three. No good. Rattled it. Rebound taken away by Concordia. It's loose. It's down on the floor. Still loose. Players fighting for it, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. I believe at one time there were five players on the floor. Dort College able to force a jump ball. And the Dort College defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to Dort College basketball on KDCR. 88.5 FM, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders Trailing Concordia 54-52, the Dort College defenders have used four full-length timeouts up to this point. So they've got their two halves left, their two 30s. 5:35 left to go in regulation. Jamie Cook hands it off to Jessica Jelsma. The defenders trail by two, 54-52. And the ball is tipped out of bounds, last touched by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball, 16 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College gets the ball inbounded. They go to Sprunk. Sprunk floater from the baseline. Missed it. No good. Rebound tap out controlled by Jelsma. Jelsma over the basketball. Back over to Sprunk. Sprunk underneath Spencer. Spencer turnaround is good. We're tied. 54-54. Another big bucket by the senior Bailey Spencer. She's got seven. Concordia has the basketball. We're tied up 54-54. Dort College trying to fight back from what was an 8-point deficit. They've tied it. They've had a lead. Now Concordia has it. Rich down to the baseline. Gets it to Loboda. Still a lot of time left. Stolen by Brookice. Brookice coming back the other way. Brookice lay in. No good. There for the rebound, though, is Jelsma. Jelsma's put back. No good. Loboda comes up with it. Dort College misses two golden opportunities. Here come the Bulldogs. So the Bulldogs have the basketball back. Dort College and Concordia knotted at 54-54. Three-pointer from the wing is good for Concordia. Conahan drills the three. She's got 12 points in the second half, and Concordia owns a three-point lead, 57-54. Foul called in the backcourt against Concordia. That's Conahan. Conahan whistled for her second. 4:15 remaining. Dort College down three. They can make up some points here with the clock stop. Kayla Brookice with 13 points. First free throw and only. Front end of the 1-1 for Brookice, and Brookice makes it. She's got another one coming. Dort College will be in the double bonus from here on out now. Second free throw is up and good for Brookice. Makes it 57-56, Concordia with the advantage. Concordia, they go right side. Conahan. Conahan on the wing. She hit a three moments ago. Driving in. Left-handed layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Concordia and Loboda. And a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. So Concordia to inbound the basketball. They get the ball inbounded and a foul called underneath on the Dort College defenders. Caravan Dyke is fouled on the play. Commits the foul, I should say. Loboda will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 57-56, Dort College. Down a point, Loboda is a 78% free throw shooter, and she misses the first one. 3:56 left to go in this contest. Dort College is down a point. Second free throw by Loboda is up and good, so she makes one of two. She's got 7 points, and the defenders trail 58-56. Bringing the basketball up is Jamie Cook. Cook passes it off to Jelsma. Jelsma back over to Cook. Cook with the basketball up the floor. Jelsma in the backcourt. Cook in the backcourt gets a ball screen. Dort College is down a deuce. They pass it through the lane intended for Van Dyke, and it's taken away by Concordia on the weak side help. Conahan came up with it. Now Conahan working against Brookice, and Brookice is called for a reach-in foul. Kayla Brookice whistled for the reach-in. That's her third. Free throws on the way for Conahan. Conahan, 17 points, 12 of them in the second half, 9 of them by virtue of three-point shots, the other 3 by virtue of an old-fashioned three-point play. Now she steps up and knocks down a free throw. Jelsma and Van Dyke will check out of the ballgame. Dort College trails by 3. Concordia trying to open up a 4-point advantage. This one's up and good. 60-56 as Conahan makes both free throws. And up the floor the other way, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the Bulldogs. Double bonus time. That's going to go on Pearson. Sedort College trailing by four, an opportunity to cut in the lead here with the clock stopped. And Brianna Sprock makes the first free throw. Double bonus time for both teams from here on out. 60-57, our score. Pearson whistled for her fourth foul. She's a backup post player. That one's up and good as well for Sprock. Sprock with 10. And the Dort College defenders lead a trail 60-58. Concordia with the lead and the basketball. They go left side, Conahan. And the ball is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, throwing it in will be Jamie Cook. Cook gets the return pass. Cook is in the backcourt. She comes back over to Brookice. Brookice with it, back over to Cook. Cook across half court. She goes right side, Spencer. Spencer to Cook. Cook shot, count the hoop, and she's fouled. And an opportunity at an old-fashioned three-point play for Jamie Cook. Ties it up 60-60. Dort College continuing to battle. They got down by as many as eight in the second half. Free throw is up by Cook. Can't give Dort College the lead. Ball bounces out. Picked up by Sprunk. We're tied 60-60. Dort College with possession. 24 seconds on the shot clock. 2:40 on the game clock. They pass it underneath Cook. Cook reverses out to Spronk. Spronk into the right corner underneath Spencer. Spencer reverses it back over to Spronk. Spronk shovels it off. Gets it away to Spencer. Spencer, Brookice. Brookice bank, no. Rebound tip controlled by Brookice. Stolen away by Conahan. Conahan with the basketball. Conahan with it on the left wing. Conahan has it on the left wing. She gives it up to Bailey Morris. Morris with the basketball. Morris gives it up out front to Rich. We're tied up underneath. Rich slips the screen. Shot is good. Katie Rich with a two-point basket. She's got 11. And the Dort College defenders trail 62-60. 2 minutes remaining in the ballgame. With the basketball, right side Brookice. Brookice bounce pass goes down low. Spronk. Spronk is fouled on the play. Kistler's going to get rung up for the personal. That's foul number three on her. And Dort College can tie the game here with a pair of made free throws. 1:55 left to go in the contest. First free throw by Brianna Spronk is good. Well, Concordia is still sitting on all six of their timeouts. Second free throw by Spronk is good, and she makes them both. She's got 12, and we're tied up 62-62. With it is Conahan setting the offense. Conahan driving to the free throw line. She comes back right side to Loboda. Loboda to Conahan. Conahan, Loboda. Loboda at the top of the key. Comes back over to Conahan. Conahan spins. Nothing there. Nine to shoot. Back to Kistler. Three. Got it. Amber Kistler with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 65-62. Ball tapped away in the backcourt. Out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Inbounding the basketball is Spronk. Spronk will walk it up. Gives it off instead to Brookice. Brookice gets it across half court over to Bone. 1:15 and counting. Dort College down three. They go right side. Down to the baseline is Brookice. Brookice fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Kayla Brookice fouled on the play. She'll shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Free throws today. Dort College 21 of 25. Concordia 13 for 17. And Brookice makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. 16 for Brookice. Trying to draw her team back to within one here with a made free throw. 109 remaining in the contest. Free throw by Brookice is good. 65-64, Dort College, down by one. 1 minute left to play in the game. Concordia basketball, Conahan. Conahan with it, step back, nothing there. She gives it to Loboda. Loboda back over to Conahan. Conahan looking for Rich. They give it Kistler. Kistler, Labota. Labota layup good. 3-point ball game. Labota with 9. North College trails 67-64. 40 seconds remaining. Comes back over to Bone. Bone gives it up Van Dyke, and Van Dyke's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Concordia. Dort College has a timeout left, and they'll use it. Dort College actually has 2 timeouts remaining. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Now Concordia is using a timeout. So Concordia just called for a full timeout as well. So let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College down 3. Concordia has the basketball, 35.6 seconds remaining. Concordia inbounding Rich over the top. She finds Morris. Morris driving in with the right hand. Lays it up. Short-armed it. No good. Gets her own rebound. Max shot. No good. Now foul called on Spronk. Spronk is going to be called for the personal foul, and Bailey Morris will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 29.9 seconds remaining, and Concordia can make this a 2-possession basketball game. Jamie Cook will check into the ballgame. So 2 free throws coming here for Morris. First free throws today for Morris, and she makes the first one. She's got another one coming. Bone will check into the ballgame. Gasink will check out. Van Dyke also checks out of the ballgame for the Dort College defenders. Concordia countering with Pearson. She will check in if Morris makes the free throw. Concordia leads by 2 possessions now, 64-68. Make it 69-64, Concordia leading. Morris makes both free throws. She's got 6 points, all of them coming in the second half. With the basketball in the backcourt is Jelsma. Dort College needs points, and they need them quickly. 25 seconds, Jelsma across half court. Jelsma kicks it over to Bone. Bone, Spronk, Spronk, 3, no good off the heel. Long rebound, Spronk. 15 seconds remaining, Dort College down 5. And we've got a travel violation called on Dort College and Brianna Spronk. 13.9 seconds remaining. It appears Concordia is going to survive the upset bid by the Dort College defenders. With it in the backcourt, Concordia. Conahan guarded by Cook. She gets it across over to Rich. Rich with the basketball, and she's fouled on the play by Spronk. Spronk whistled for her 3rd personal, and with 7.5 seconds remaining, it will be Concordia shooting free throws with Katie Rich. Double bonus time here for Rich. Rich with 11 points unofficially. Free throw on the way for Rich is up and good. So Rich with 12 points. And the Bulldogs lead this one 70-64. They were down 8 at halftime. They make both free throws with Katie Rich, and that as much as does it. 71-64, Concordia up by 3 possessions. Jelsma into the front court. Jelsma on the wing. Comes back over to Brookice. 3-pointer at the buzzer. Off the mark, no good. And that's our final. Concordia 71. The Dort College defenders 64. Dort College falls to 10-17. 5-14 in the conference. Concordia 26-2. 16-2. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College falls by a final score of 71-64. The Dort College defenders fall by a final score of 71-64 after trailing at half, after trailing 33-25 at halftime. Concordia outscores Dort College 46-31 in the second half to get the victory over the Dort College defenders, and 16-2 now in the conference. It's going to get pretty difficult for the Dort College defenders, or pardon me, for the Concordia Bulldogs to lose that lead they have in conference play with two games remaining. The Dort College defenders fall to 5-14, and they are officially eliminated from the playoff chase. They cannot catch, or they cannot pass Dakota Wesleyan. They have just one game remaining. The Dort College defenders will try to close things out with a win next week at Crete, Nebraska, against the Doane College Tigers, but they can't catch Dakota Wesleyan in the standings. Dakota Wesleyan owns the tiebreaker on the Dort College defenders in play this season. So that effectively ends the Dort College hopes of the postseason in that 8-team Great Plains Athletic Conference tournament. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defender women fall by a final of 71-64. Dort College led at halftime 33-25. Concordia tied it at 36-36. We were tied again at 54, 60, and 62. Concordia closes the ball game, though, on a 9-2 run and win by the final of 7, 71-64. Here are the numbers. Dort College, 17 of 44 from the floor, 38.6%. They were stifled in the second half as Concordia forced Dort College into 6 of 23 shooting from the floor in the second half of play. Dort College, 7 of 15 from the three-point line, 46.7%. 23 of 27, Dort College made 85.2% of their free throws. For the Bulldogs, 22 of 58 from the floor, 37.9%. 10 for 25 on threes for 40%. 17 of 21 from the charity stripe for Concordia for 81%. Dort College out-rebounded Concordia 33 to 32. Turnovers, Dort College 25, Concordia 18. Kayla Brookeis led Dort College with 17 points, 12 points each for Brianna Spronk and Jamie Cook, 7 points each for Danelle Bone and Bailey Spencer, 5 for Jessica Jelsma, 3 for Elise Marish, and 1 for Kara Van Dyke for their total of 64 points. For the Bulldogs, 19 for Kristen Conahan, 13 for Amber Kistler, 13 for Katie Rich, 6 for Bailey Morris, 9 for Lori Loboda, 3 for Beth Komacher, 3 for Brittany Benson, 4 for Jerrica Pearson, and 1 for Tracy Peets for their total of 71 points. Dort College's Brianna Spronk led the defenders with 6 rebounds, 5 for Danelle Bone, 4 for Kayla Brookeis, 4 for Jessica Jelsma, 3 for Kara Van Dyke, 2 I beg your pardon, 1 for Kayla Gasing. For the Bulldogs, they were topped by Lori Loboda with 13 rebounds, 6 rebounds for Kristen Conahan, 3 rebounds for Amber Kistler and Bailey Morris, and 3 for Jerrica Pearson. 6 assists for Amber Kistler today for the Bulldogs. For Dort College, 3 for Brianna Sprunk, 2 for Jamie Cook, 4 steals for Kayla Brookeis, and 3 steals for Concordia's Kristen Conahan. Coach Craig Steensman has taken a seat beside me, and the Dort College defenders fall by a final of 71-64. And, Coach, a 7-point loss, but your team did a lot of good things this afternoon in the loss to the Concordia Bulldogs.
Yeah, Concordia, they're just awfully tough. You know, they put a lot of pressure on you with a lot of people, and they shoot it pretty well. You know, I thought we defended the three very well, most of, you know, and they still were 10 for 25. You know, that's a lot of points and to give up from the three-point line, so... Yeah, so we did some good things, but they proved why they've been winning in the conference at the end. They executed well, and handled our press at the end there. You know, they're a very good team.
What you got up by 8 at halftime. You led by as many as 10 in the first half. What were you doing well, especially those last 5 or 6 minutes of the first half that allowed you to build the lead?
Taking our time. You know, I thought we were taking our time and getting the ball inside to Jamie. Jamie really did a great job of passing it, you know, out of there. And I just thought we did a good job offensively, and we did a good job controlling the pace. You know, those two things I thought were important for us. And, you know, we played very hard, and we have to play with that intensity. To have a chance, we have to really play with intensity, and I thought we definitely did that today.
In the second half, they made a run back at you, and you responded up until the last 2 minutes, really. You were right there, and then they pulled away with a 9-2 run. You stood toe-to-toe, even though you weren't shooting the ball very well this afternoon, especially in the second half.
Right, you know, and I think that speaks to our athleticism and our ability to rebound and our ability to, you know, attack the basket. But, you know, you go hard to the basket, and you get some breaks, and sometimes you don't, so you take what you can get. And it was tied about 2 minutes left, maybe a minute. I really liked our chances. You know, they came down, hit a big three, and when it's that late of a three, that really changes the complexion because it forces you to have to go a little quicker. If they miss, you know, that also can change the complexion where we're tied with the ball. You know, it was a very good game, good effort by us. I was proud of everybody, but, you know, especially Bailey stepped up and played well for us
she
today.
She hit a big shot. She hit a three. I believe she had a turnaround or a baseline jumper as well. And you got 5 points out of Bailey, and she got the start today because of senior day, and you lead me right into it. The lone senior on this Dort College basketball roster. She may not always show up in the box score, but she has always played minutes for your team and basically has done whatever you've asked, it seems.
Right. And that carries on off the floor as well. She does whatever's asked. And, you know, she's no one really knows how much she means to the team except for the people in the locker room, because she's there for them every day, and she leads them, and she works with them. And, you know, she's as selfless of an individual as you're going to find. And, no, it's going to be a big loss for us next year. But, you know, her legacy of how she acts and what she does, We'll be with us for a long time.
What do you do next week? You've got time off before you play again next Saturday. What do you do on Monday and Tuesday of next week?
We're going to practice Monday and Tuesday and then take Wednesday off, and then regular Thursday, Friday practices as we prepare to play against Doan.
Coach, disappointing loss for your team. It officially takes you out of the running for the postseason as well. All you can do now at this point is just try to go down to Doan and end the season on a win.
Right, we knew we had to win out, and, you know, obviously now we just want to finish the season with a win. And, you know, I'm very confident we will. Doan's a very good team, but, you know, we'll be ready to battle by Saturday.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and have a good rest of your afternoon.
Thank you very much, Mike. We appreciate your coverage.
That's Coach Craig Steensma talking about today's matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs. A game won by the Concordia Bulldogs this afternoon. Final score 71-64, and as Coach said, it was a tie ball game with a couple of minutes left to go in the game. Dort College unable to close it, though. Concordia got a late three-pointer, and that changed the complexion of it. Dort College trailed 65-64, and Concordia scores the last 6 points of the ball game to make it 71-64, the final score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with a rundown of the scores from the conference right after this. The four women's finals are in. Morningside defeats Briarcliff 90-80. Northwestern defeats Doan 74-58. Concordia over Dort College 71-64. Hastings defeats Mount Marty 71-69. Nebraska Wesleyan and Dakota Wesleyan will play tomorrow at the Corn Palace. Women's basketball standings then right now. Concordia 16-2, Morningside 15-3. Concordia with a two-game lead with one game to go. One-game lead with two games to go, so beg your pardon there. Northwestern is 14-4. Now you've got the separation. Briarcliff is 11-7. We do know that Concordia, Morningside, and Northwestern will fill the top three spots of the conference final standings. We just don't know where they will shake out. Briarcliff and Hastings are now tied for fourth, and that's an important race yet, simply because Briarcliff and Hastings, one of those teams will end up going on the road in all likelihood. The other will host a contest between those two teams for the first round of the GPAC playoffs in a week and a half. Mount Marty's at 9-9, two games behind. Doan is 8-10. Dakota Wesleyan is 6-11. North College 5-14. Midland and Nebraska Wesleyan both 2-16 in women's basketball play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more one-minute break, and we'll be back with the men's post-game, pregame show. You've been listening to the Wireless World postgame show on KDCR 88.5 FM. We'll be back with our pregame, Nord College versus Concordia, right after that.